what you'll see from those figures, again, it depends on the perspective you're looking at. When you see increases, it might be down to, you know, an increased priority level given to it by the Gardaí and you know, the resources given to it to make sure that we're tackling those convictions, also that we're registering them correctly on the database to make sure that we're capturing the nature of those convictions. But also, it could simply be an increase in the behaviour in and of itself. So there's a different way to look at it, but certainly for those counties, it would be concerning because people are going out on those roads and kids might be walking to school or cycling recreationally, or indeed we just take to the car ourselves for work or for leisure. We have to have confidence that the people that we meet on the other side of the road are taking care, are taking due diligence, and specifically with regards to that careless driving, that needs to be a figure that is dramatically reduced in the counties that we're speaking about here this morning, but also that national perspective. We need to see something because it's quite concerning. It's not isolated to Sligo, to Leitrim, Roscommon. But actually, it's around the country we're seeing those increased trends. So we see a reduction in some of the figures and then an increase in others. That tends to happen. And what I call on now is the Road Safety Authority, the Gardaí, and also the department to really put some significant resources behind a campaign that draws attention to this, that really reinforces we can't drive our vehicles without insurance, but also that we don't take risks while we're driving, that we are careful, not careless.
That education piece is vital, isn't it? You know, you mentioned there learning how to drive and others. I suppose, is it a step now, maybe, the RSA have previously spoken about getting into schools. Do you feel that's something that needs to be done?
I think it's a real missed opportunity that we don't do that more structurally. So I think in some schools you might have the opportunity to do some short-term driving lessons or some short-term driver education. But to me, and I've been part of, you know, initiatives before where we've done that in youth services and youth groups, I believe it's, you know, it should be a core part of a young person's learning, whether that's in transition year or as part of Leaving Cert curriculum. If you're going to drive, you must embark on significant education. I think you should be able to prove that you've experienced life on the roads, not just as a driver, but as a pedestrian, as a cyclist. Especially when we're talking about HGVs, to make sure that you can fully empathise with what the experience is like if you're overtaking a motor vehicle, if you're overtaking a motorbike, a cyclist or a pedestrian, that you can be fully sure of your surroundings and fully sure of the impact of your speed and then of the risks that you choose to take.